Here's what's happening on Urban Media Today Radio.
Prosecutors are demanding Kodak Black take a DNA swab test in a criminal case. This, according to the Jasmine brand, they're exclusively reporting that they want Kodak Black, whose real name is Dusan Octave, I think that's it, to provide a DNA test. Now, last month, prosecutors filed court documents asking that the 20-year-old rapper submit that test so that they can obtain samples. They explained that they obtained DNA swabs of the gun and ammunition from the scene of an arrest at Kodak's home, and they want to compare the swabs with Kodak's DNA to determine if the weapons were his. He is accused of sexually assaulting a woman in Florence, South Carolina, at a hotel room in 2016. He's been jailed several times after violating his probation. Fabulous. It's getting a little cryptic, talking about his domestic violence case. He has yet to release an official statement, but leaving clues about his opinion on social media. Early Wednesday morning, the rapper posted the following quote, according to the Jasmine brand: "Sometimes it is best to just be quiet and let God show people." Then last week he wrote, "2018 trying to break my heart." Fab's longtime girlfriend and baby mama Emily B claims he physically attacked her. He is now facing one count of aggravated assault in third degree, as well as one count of making terroristic threats, also with a third degree, according to his complaint and summons. According to Fabulous's complaint, Emily B said her son's father committed domestic violence against her, punching her in the head several times, causing severe damage to her two front teeth, which had to have been medically removed. This is not going to get any easier for him. Not the same for Safari. Some relief. Yesterday, I reported that he was robbed before going to Power 105 Studios to interview Angie Martinez. Well, the stick-up suckers have been apprehended. And according to All Hip Hop News, two men have been arrested on suspicion of robbing Nicki Minaj's ex-boyfriend rapper Safari Samuels at gunpoint. The Love & Hip Hop New York reality star hit headlines after breaking down in tears during a radio interview. He said, "I just got robbed at gunpoint a couple hours ago. Two dudes with guns just ran up on me, had me face down on the floor with a gun to my head. They just took everything." He had about $175,000 worth of jewelry on him. Jonathan Ricketts and Sean Harewood were eventually captured and taken into custody. Safari has yet to comment on the arrest. Guess that's good news. Good news for Cardi B. Rapper Cardi B is prepping to make TV history as the first ever co-host on The Tonight Show starring Jimmy Fallon. I'm going to have to stay up for this. The Bodak Yellow hitmaker will take over the late night show on Monday as she promotes her debut album, Invasion of Privacy, which is released on Friday. And then bad news for her, she's being extorted for $5 million by a tattoo model. This model is claiming that she allegedly used his image on the cover of her 2016 mixtape. The man's name is Kevin, and he's suing Cardi B for $5 million, claimed that she used his image without permission for the raunchy cover of her mixtape, Gangsta B Music Volume 1. He's claiming he never posed for the photograph, which supposedly shows his distinctive back tattoos, while he gives Cardi B some kitty cat love in the back of a car. Cardi's legal team claimed the rap star is being extorted with the lawsuit and are asking a judge to dismiss the claims. Wish it was the same for Dave Chappelle. More money, more problems. Now, he was hit with a banana, and now he's being hit with a lawsuit from the guy who hit him with a banana. The man's name is Christian. He threw a banana peel at the comedian during a 2015 performance, but now he's suing him and his presumed bodyguard. This guy says that he was struck twice by Chappelle's bodyguard as he was being restrained. The guy is white and says throwing the banana peel at Chappelle was not racially motivated. He says that he threw the peel at the comedian because he was upset by something he said. Christian faced charges of battery and disturbing the peace. Chappelle would not participate in the prosecution, so the charges were dropped. Really, dude? On a good note, IG dreams have come true for reality star Tammy Roman. You may follow her on Instagram under the Bonnet Chronicles. It's very, very funny and very, very raunchy. Well, title said that's enough to sign her. That's dope. Tammy Roman is officially taking her talents and her bonnets to title. The Basketball Wives star announced that her popular Bonnet Chronicles series will now appear on the streaming service. You can see her announcement on Instagram. Congratulations. Look at God, won't he do it?